The Christmas budgeting sale is officially here. From Monday, November 13th through Sunday, November 19th, you can get 20% off of a financial strategy session. These sessions bring financial transformation in just 1 hour. A financial strategy session isn't just another way to budget, but a way to transform your life. In just one session, you will find yourself creating habits and setting in place small changes that will get you closer to sticking to your budget. And by continuing these sessions, you will find yourself shedding financial stress, sticking to your budget, and finding yourself able to focus on your family over your finances. Gone will be the fear of not being able to buy groceries for your family. Gone will be the fear of needing more income to live on one income. Gone will be the living paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that you have been stuck in. And you can get this amazing opportunity at 20% off during the Christmas budgeting sale by going to calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. But that's not it. If you book a financial strategy session with me during the Christmas budgeting sale, you will have email and Voxer access to me for a whole week. This is your opportunity to get your questions answered that come up after the call and to get the accountability to support you through the hard transformational work. And with the Christmas budgeting sale, you will get a bonus clarity call with me. I'm not going to leave you hanging as we go through this week, creating your Christmas budget and not give you an opportunity to get some support in setting it up. On this 30-minute call, you will have the opportunity to get my assistance in setting up your Christmas budget or your Christmas spending plan so that you can enjoy the Christmas season, creating joyful memories instead of a stressful December. This amazing opportunity is only available from November 13th through Sunday, November 19th. Don't miss out on the Christmas budgeting sale where you get 20% off a financial strategy session plus a clarity call. Let's create your habits and systems together so that you can focus on your family over your finances. Again, you can get all of this by going to calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. I'm going to say that again. That's calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. Or you can find the link in the show notes as well. Now let's get started with day one on the Christmas budgeting series. Hey, hey, welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. Are you excited? I know that I am because today, you know, it kicks off the beginning of our 5-day Christmas budgeting series. I am so excited. I have like a smile plastered to my face. If you could see me, you'd probably laugh at me. That's just how excited I am about this. So day one, you know, it's all about auditing last year's Christmas spending. Now don't freak out. Auditing, it's just simply a fancy term of, you know, looking over what you've already spent, totaling it up, and then deciding if you need to continue with what you are already doing or if you need to change things up. I mean, tell it to me straight. How many Christmases have you ended up overspending, overcharging, and, you know, later regretted it? Well, this episode is going to shed some light on your Christmas spending habits so that you can make positive changes that not only will bring you joy to your family and to you, but ease the pressure on your pocketbook. Doesn't that sound so much better rather than stressing over whether you're going to be able to pay your bills because you bought something for Christmas? Yeah, no, not fun. I mean, as Christmas nears, we know that we are about to be spending a whole lot of money. But have you ever even sat down and figured out how much money that you've spent each year, or even how much you're going to spend or how much you want to spend? And have you ever wondered if you're spending too much money each year? Well, these are a few questions that we are going to answer today. So make sure that you are taking notes, as this series, it's not just a bunch of information that I'm throwing your way, but rather use it as a guide to set up your Christmas budget this year. Use it as a challenge. Come over into the Facebook group. Tell me how it's going. Ask questions if you're struggling, because I want to be here to help you. I want you to be able to stick to it. So if you stick to actually doing the things that I say, you write down all the notes, you know, so that you can remember when you go to do this, and you stick to it, then come Black Friday, come Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, you will be ready to go. I mean, those are like a frugal paradise, right? I mean, as long as you stick to the budget. But if you get everything, sit down, get it squared away, get your budget figured out, because that's what's going to happen this week, then you will be ready to go come Black Friday. You'll be able to save money, get the things that you want, get the things that you need, and actually be able to stick to your budget, be able to not be stressing out financially whether or not you will be able to, you know, pay the bills or eat out or just eat in general. You know, you want to be able to eat and get put gas in your tank and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes we get a little crazy when it comes to Christmas. So that's what this series is all about. It's helping you get your budget squared away for Christmas so that you are not stressing out financially in your normal day-to-day life. I'm sure you have noticed that in many places, Christmas, you know, it's lost its true meaning from the commercialization of it, you know, the marketing and everything that the world has just really brought into it, because they are trying to pinch every penny that they possibly can, since everyone's trying to give not only to their family but to everybody else. And so they've really just tried to market it as much as they possibly can. They've commercialized it, hence Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Those are big sale days, and sometimes it can be the biggest part of like a business's sale and financial income and everything. And because of that, Christmas has lost its true meaning. It's no longer about the birth of Jesus Christ, but rather Santa, and essentially bringing your, or bribing your children to be good if they want a toy from Santa. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get your panties in a wad. If you do Santa, then you go, girl. If you don't, then maybe your finances aren't hit as hard during the holidays. I personally, I'm in the middle. I think Santa's fun to watch for movies and to entice good behavior, but it's not something that I focus on. And I haven't bought presents for my children specifically from Santa. I still do Christmas, like the presents and everything, but the meaning behind it isn't like Santa, and it's not to entice good behavior. It's just because I love my children, you know, and there's so many reasons out there why you could do Christmas and why you don't do Christmas. And that's not what this is about. This is just about your finances. And so my point is, with telling you that story, is that businesses, you know, they've taken the meaning of Christmas and they've marketed it. And no matter your position with your beliefs in relation to Christmas, we still all take part in it one way or another. We find ourselves giving more, doing good deeds more, finding ways to help out more in our community, gathering together to celebrate the times together. And in many families, more than just one Christmas itself, we have 2, 3, maybe 4 Christmas celebrations that start in December and end sometimes in January. We go to Christmas parties to celebrate with friends, cooking, baking, buying little trinket gifts, or maybe big ones. I mean, the possibilities are endless. My point is that in order to make it through the year, you need to know how much money you're willing to spend, and the best place to start is to find out how much you're willing to spend by looking back at previous year's records and to see how much you actually spent. And then you need to look at the impact that it had on your finances later on. Were you struggling that month because, like I said, you spent something on Christmas when you needed to pay a bill, or you needed to buy actual groceries instead of a gift? Were you struggling later on because you charged it to your credit card and your monthly payment went up and your finances really couldn't handle it? What was your struggle, or were you okay? I mean, this is what our past tells us, and we can't make changes without knowing what we've already done, without knowing what our habits are, without bringing to light the things that we need to know. If we just continue to buy and spend without thinking, without knowing the things that we've already done, without knowing our habits, then we're not going to be able to make changes. We're not going to be able to move forward and be like stress-free financially throughout the holidays. And sometimes that can be the worst part of it. We are busier than heck during this time of the year. And just adding that stress onto it can make it even worse. And we don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want you to be stressed out on whether or not you're going to be able to pay that bill, whether or not you're going to be able to eat, whether or not you're going to be able to put gas into your tank so that you can even go to all those parties and go to the family gatherings and all that kind of thing. So we want you to be able to actually live and still have Christmas. And that is totally possible. You just need to, like I said, open your eyes to your spending habits. Know what it is that you do. Maybe make some changes. Maybe you're okay. You're going to find out what you need to do after today's episode. Okay, so what you need to do, there are 6 steps that I have here to help you do a financial audit on your past Christmases. Now, it may be a little bit of a struggle because you don't exactly know if each purchase has went towards a Christmas activity, but just do your best. Figure out what it is that you know is for Christmas, what it is that you're maybe a little iffy on. Adding it in there and having a little bit extra is going to be better than if you make it less. So just do your best when it comes to this. So step 1, I want you to gather your statements. Now, whether it is a credit card statement, whether it is a debit card statement, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's both. Gather them last December, maybe even into November if you are a Black Friday shopper. Maybe sometimes you even start sooner than that. If you do start sooner than that and you start buying Christmas presents throughout the year, it will be a little bit more of a struggle. But most of us spend from Black Friday to Christmas. So that's like a 25-day span there, I think. I haven't actually done the math. Maybe I should have done the math before saying that. But it's like a month right there, right? So you get what I'm saying. From like the 25th, if Thanksgiving is on the 25th, to like the 25th. So it depends. But gather your statements. Gather November and December's. If you are getting your statements from a bank and maybe you're getting them electronically and you can't get them, you can always call the bank and have them send you or email you, or you can go in and have them print it off. It doesn't matter. They can get you clear back to, like, I think they have to keep the past about 7 years. I worked as a banker, so that's kind of how I know this. But I believe you can get like the past 7. And if you want to go crazy, go get as many as you want. I just recommend the past year, maybe 2, if you really want to figure out true habits. And then your credit card statements, I'm sure you can call them as well. I'm not positive. I don't have a credit card, but I'm sure that you can get those statements somehow. Whether it's in your past, like, actual records, maybe you have a physical copy, or maybe you get them emailed to you. I'm sure there is a way that you can find your statements. So after you have gathered your statements, the next thing I want you to do is highlight everything that was related to Christmas. And like I said earlier, it does not have to be perfect. Maybe there's something that you're a little iffy on, or maybe it was added into your normal expenses of the month. It doesn't matter. Just highlight as much as you possibly can that you know is going to be part of Christmas, so that you can really figure out how much you've spent in the past. And like I said, I'd rather you go over than to go under, because I don't want you to think, oh, hey, I didn't spend that much, I'm okay, I'm going to keep going. But I don't want you that to affect this year's budget. I want you to actually, I'd rather you to budget over or to guesstimate over in your expenses than under. So highlight everything that was related to Christmas. That's step 2. Step 3, place the highlighted items into categories. So maybe you come back through with another highlighter and you highlight things that are related to different categories. So were you buying something for a present? Were you buying something for food? Was it for a party? Was it for an actual Christmas relationship? Maybe you budget for your family's gifts, and then you have another budget of gifts for other people, and when that runs out, it runs out. How do you budget? How do you do Christmas? Do you do Christmas as in like a Secret Santa for everybody and it's just one gift per family member? If you have a big family member or a big family, that I suggest that. It's going to save you money. But really figure out what it is that you do. And sometimes even that, looking back and just figuring out how it is that you make, you know, your financial expenses, whether you buy something for the entire family multiple times, because I know my husband has a split family, so we go to his mom's side and then we go to his dad's side, and the kids, you know, his brothers and sister go back and forth in between there. So do we buy two gifts for them? Do we buy just one gift and figure out where they get to open it, kind of thing? What is your method? What is your system? How do you do Christmas in relation to buying things? When you're able to figure that out, you're able to separate your finances into categories, and you're able to really know what budgets you need and whether or not you need to add a category or subtract a category, how you need to put rules around that category. I mean, we'll get more into this when it comes to the day that we talk about actually setting up the budget. But just having an idea of this will help you set up those categories, because you'll know where the money is going. Is it going to food for you to eat your actual meal? How many meals are you going to? Are you going to one? Are you going to two? Parties? Are you baking goods? Are you baking your gifts instead of buying gifts? You know, what is it that you do? And then you can create your categories. After you have highlighted all your items into categories, I want you to add up the total so that you know how much you've spent. Not only the whole amount combined, but how much you have in each category, because that's going to be important to know when you go to set up your actual budget. And it's going to help you know where you can cut some of that cost if you need to, if you want to. Maybe you're spending more on food than you thought you were, and you can figure out a way to cut those costs. Or maybe you're giving more in funny gifts, like maybe you have a white elephant party, or you have a cookie party, or there are so many different Christmas parties, you know, that you can go to or create yourself. And you need to know, maybe you're spending too much on that than you'd want to, but you're not going to know that if you don't know how much you are spending. And yes, I know that sometimes we lump everything together when we go out and buy our Christmas stuff. So this isn't going to be like super easy. I suggest tracking it this year when you're actually buying things, so that it's easier for you to know what category things are coming out of, so you can definitely audit it better and easier next year. But just this general overview is going to help you immensely and help you to really be able to decide if you want to continue spending money in that area or not. So just take it as it is. Don't get stressed over it. Just use it as a general guideline and a general rule. And then this year, when we set up your budget, we'll really be able to get into the nitty-gritty of where things should go, how much money should go in each category, and whether or not you should cut things out, how you can cut things out. You know, frugally is another thing we'll be talking about, and so much. So don't get too caught up in how much money is in the total. We just need a general overview so you can really just decide if you want to keep that total or if you want to lower it. Okay, and then look at the effects that your spending has had on your living, either that month or the following year. So look further on. Did you go negative in like an account because you didn't have the money to actually pay for a bill? Did you go negative in your account because you weren't able to provide for your monthly expenses? So like groceries to eat during the month, or gas, or, you know, sometimes even just the electric, that can go up because you're putting up decorations and stuff. So what is the effect that your budget has had on your finances? We don't want there to be a negative effect. We don't want you to have to struggle to pay your monthly payment on your credit card for the next 12 months because you went over on how much you could afford on a monthly payment. We don't want you to be stressing out during the month of December because you are buying gifts instead of buying the things that you need in order to live. And there are so many ways to prevent this, but if you're not thinking, if you don't have, you know, the thought of this in the forefront of your brain when you go out and spend, then it's so easy to just spend without thinking, right? And that's why I had an episode at the beginning of this rebrand, that's the word I'm looking for, talking about putting emotion back into your spending, because we want you to be thinking. We want you to decide whether or not you should buy something or shouldn't buy something based on what it is that you are doing. Like, is it going to negatively affect you if you make that purchase? Is it not? And we don't want it to negatively affect you. We want everything you do to be no stress, to be able to live your life without worrying if you're going to be able to pay the bills. So look at the effects that your previous spending has had, and that will tell you whether or not you need to lower or you can keep the budget that you have, which leads me into step number 6. So decide if you are willing to continue spending the way you have been in the past, or if you need to make changes. How much are you willing to spend in relation to its effect on your finances? Are you willing to live a tight life during the month of December because you aren't thinking about your expenses? Are you willing to have to struggle throughout the next year because you charged more to your credit card than you could afford? This isn't a place that I want you to have to be, well, is that something that I should do or shouldn't do? I want this to be an automatic no. I don't want that. And I'm sure you are thinking that. I'm sure this isn't something that I have to pull out of you. But that just means that you have to figure out a different way of doing things this year. And that is what this series is about. This series, I am not going to leave you with this information and not help you through the setting up of your budget. This series is going to help you set up that budget. It's going to help you decide how you should get gifts, what you should get gifts on, who you should get gifts for. All of that stuff that maybe you never thought about before, that was like, oh, they got me a gift, I should go out and buy them a gift. Yeah, No, if it's not in the budget, you should not go out and get them a gift. Maybe bake them a cookie. That's like 20 cents compared to buying a gift that could be $5 that maybe you need for gas. Plus, I'm sure you already have all the ingredients, and I could go down a whole different list of baking things. That's what I'm going to do a lot this year myself so I can cut some costs, is do baking as gifts. And I think it's just as good. It's just as genuine. It may be more heartfelt than actually buying a gift because you're putting so much time and energy into making the thing. But again, I'm going down a different rabbit trail. That will be for another day, which will come. I'm not just saying that and it's like clear into the future, like next year. No, that will come in this series. We are going to be talking about that. But I just don't want to get off track and you jump to the next thing, because it is very important. The way that I've laid this series out, I really want you to go step by step, and each day spend 10, 20, 30 minutes doing what it is that I am telling you to do, so that you can actually have this set up and go into the holiday season with less stress, with more confidence, and be able to have the holiday that you actually want to have, that's not stressing over whether you're financially going to be struggling or not. Okay, so I want you to get your statements, call your bank, call your credit card company, get on your accounts, whatever it is, but get your last December and November statements so that you can start highlighting your expenses that were for Christmas last year, so that you can start placing them into categories, knowing where they went. And maybe, you know, the categories might not be as simple as, you know, finding the total, but at least get the total figured out. How much did you in total spend last year? And then we can move on from there. We can make adjustments as you go. And then look for the effects that it had on your account. We need to know if the amount that you spent last year was okay, or if you need to lower it. And then figure out how to do that, or maybe figure out a way to find more money. It's possible. You just have to figure out what your goals are, but you can't set your goals and you can't make decisions and actually put an action plan in place unless you have done an audit on last year's finances. So start there. Don't jump ahead. Call your banks, call the credit card company, get your statements, and figure out what your total was roughly. And like I said, I'd rather you to round up than to round down. So start with that. Alrighty, mama. So that was it for today. Definitely get those audits done. It's not going to take a whole lot of time, but it might take a little bit of brain thought. So maybe do it when your kids are down for a nap, or when you have time with your husband, or maybe your husband can do it. Either way, I just suggest getting it done so that we can move forward into tomorrow's episode and really start setting those goals and figuring out what it is that you want to do next. So if you're not already in the Facebook group, definitely come join the Facebook group so that I can give you guidance. I can help you where you're struggling. I can support you through this challenge. It's essentially what I'm calling it, is a Christmas budgeting challenge. I want you to get your budget set up and ready to go by next week so that you can start, you know, actually implementing this budget, figuring out if you need to find more income, but then you can actually, move forward with a stress-free financial Christmas. And that's where I want you to be. So come over, join the Facebook group so that we can connect and I can support you through this challenge. And with that being said, I will see you tomorrow, and I'm super excited to see what today brings you. So come over into the group, let me know how your audit is going, and yeah, I will see you tomorrow. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies. So I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.